The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Hello and good morning, Dia Gwyth. This morning we're giving a helping hand, a special helping hand to our new Minister for the Gaeltacht, Joe McHugh.
When someone says, Dia Gwyth, you reply, Dia Smurrit.
My name is Padder. Padder is einem dumb. Bye for now. Slonga fóill. Now you try it.
Fair dues, Lima Wainley. Extraordinary though, isn't it? A minister for the Gaeltacht without any Irish. It would be like having a minister for finance without a bank account, wouldn't it? Sorry. Oh, apparently we had one already back in the 1990s. Bertie Ahern, never heard of him. When it came to yesterday's junior ministerial reshuffle, Mayo man Michael Ring had a powerful ally in his efforts to hold on to his position.
Well, on the way up today, I went to Knock and I said a prayer in Knock this morning and Our Lady looked after me.
Looked after you indeed. I'm just wondering, what exactly did Michael say to Our Lady in Knock in his prayer? Please, Our Lady, help the man above in Dublin to do the right thing, even though he hates the sight of me. Now, it looks as if outdoor weddings are allowed after all, so getting married al fresco should soon become a fashion. Mind you, you would want to have the indoor option in case it started to rain heavily during proceedings, or at least have a gazebo handy. So, if you had your day again, or are planning your day, where would you get married? Text us at 5155. Or email john at rte.ie. I'm joined now on the line by Sheila O'Keefe, who runs Blackwater Castle in Castletown, Roche in County Cork, with her partner Patrick. Sheila, good morning.
Good morning, John. Greetings from a sunny Castletown, Roche.
I'm delighted to hear it. And I'm just a little bit confused about the news today about outdoor weddings. I thought outdoor weddings were fine and up to now were taking place. What is the story?
Well, up until recently, outdoor weddings were being carried out by humanists in particular, who had recently been authorised to carry out valid marriage ceremonies. But some query arose as to whether or not they were permitted to be carried out outside, and the HSE, which approves all of this, decided that they should really be carried out inside, which is how registrars were carrying out weddings in hotels and castles and so on, and other authorised venues around the country. So it's a great day, actually. Yesterday was a great day when the Attorney General clarified that outdoor weddings are in fact permissible under the legislation, which means couples can, you know, have the type of wedding they want where they want it.
So it's like a retrospective blessing to the ones that have taken place, is that it?
Well, I wouldn't quite go that far. I think there was a bit of a grey area about whether or not the weddings that were being performed outside were permissible or not. I think that most of the weddings we had taken, that we had here at the castle, were just outside the castle building on the patio or on the lawn or in the walled garden. So they were certainly, you know, very much publicly accessible if anybody wished to object to a wedding.
But what is their status now, those weddings that took place?
There is no question about them as far as I would be concerned. I mean, certainly somebody decided that they wanted to query the validity of a marriage. I don't think there would be any grounds,
no,
really.
Probably not. And
no,
that is,
I think it's just, I think the rules were interpreted flexibly by humanists in particular, but right. I don't think the spirit of the legislation was contravened in any way.
And how many outdoor ceremonies have you had there, Sheila?
We've had a number of them this year. I think it was just in May of last year that humanists were added to the list of registered solemnizers. So we haven't had too many of them due to forward planning and so on. But they're really quite nice, actually. The humanist ceremonies are definitely particular to what we do here at Blackwater Castle, and that couples do their own thing. So the ceremony is very much customised to what the couples want. So they really are quite special. You know, it makes the whole ceremony very personal to the couple.
And how would they differ from ordinary ceremonies?
Well, in the sense that couples can introduce, you know, tributes from their guests, or poems can be read, songs can be sung, and they're generally very particular to each individual couple, so whatever is important to that couple and their friends and families can be incorporated into the ceremony, which makes it memorable for all, you know.
More memorable than some traditional ceremonies, would you reckon, Sheila?
I would say so, John. I mean, well, at Blackwater Castle, what we do is we allow people to do their own thing, and we, you know, we let the castle out as the couple's home for the couple of days that they're here. So they're it's like they're organising an event in their own home. So there's no formulaic kind of hotel system of weddings where, you know, it's weddings by numbers almost. Mm. And I think weddings can often run to a formula in Ireland, particularly, you know, a church wedding followed by a hotel reception, whereas here we allow people to do whatever they want and rip up the rule book. And that's reflected in humanist ceremonies, which allow couples to be as, you know, creative and special as they want their ceremony to be, you know.
Sure. Sheila, just to clarify then, no religious ceremonies can take place outdoors. They still have to be performed in a church by a priest.
Well, to my knowledge, there are a number of registered solemnisers that the HSE has already approved. And we've had one of those ceremonies here. And they have performed outside as well. So they would be performing religious ceremonies, but authorised to do so outside of churches. Let me see if I can get the order right. I think it's the Order of the Marian Shrine or something. One of those orders has performed a ceremony here, and those marriages are also...
Was it a Catholic ceremony?
Yes.
I see. And what about the humanist ceremonies? How have they been? Fairly intimate affairs, or are they big affairs?
Again, John, it all depends on the couples. They can be as long or as short as the couple themselves wish them to be. Generally, they're about 30 minutes, and they're quite relaxed and intimate. And I suppose, you know, the elements that the couple wants to bring into the ceremony would be facilitated by the humanists, who, in our experience, are, you know, they're very warm, and they're, you know, they're very responsive to the couple themselves. So it's quite different. I think the guests really enjoy something that little bit different as well. We've had, I suppose, you know, church weddings, as I say, follow a certain, by definition, they, you know, there's a liturgy as well, so they follow a certain routine, whereas humanists can step right outside that.
And they make it up as they go along.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I'd say it's planned to a degree, but
A bit more informality there.
Yes, and well, more customized to the couple, I think.
I see.
And to their group. I mean, if there's a group that particularly enjoys poetry or music, or, you know, whatever is important to that couple and their friends and families, that can be brought to bear on the ceremony, and that makes it very memorable.
Right.
And
well,
we love having them here, actually, because they're all different.
And how
and
is
all weddings are different as a result.
And Sheila, we're in the height of the tourist season. How is business?
We're having a great year, John. We can't complain. It's very busy, and with weddings, and we do a lot of U.S. family gatherings. We've had lots of U.S. families having their reunions here, and it's been wonderful, and the weather's been kind too. So we can't complain.
That's good. Well, Sheila, thank you for joining us this morning and filling us in. It means you're open for outdoor weddings anyway. You've had some already, but you're open for business when it comes to outdoor weddings, and the clarification that was provided by the AG yesterday.
Correct, yes.
Right, that's
very much so.
Sheila O'Keefe from Blackwater Castle in Castletown Roach in County Cork. In a moment, we're going to be talking about books that are never fully read.
The John Murray Show on RTÉ Radio 1.